be right with you guys. Hey, once again, everybody, this is Jordan. Today's the 19th of March, 2012. I'm checking in with you tonight from Jerome, Arizona. This is our weekly team meeting where we go over training, strategy, announcements, and promotions. We have a couple thousand people listening in on a call tonight. Every week is different, and you can find the archives of these calls on our team support website, which is www.thecoolbuzz.com. The password is thecoolbuzz. Now, last week we talked about philosophies that will drive growth in your business, and I recommend studying these philosophies and adopting them. And what I found in my, I don't know how long, it's probably been close to 30 years now, 28 years that I've been on this journey of network marketing. Didn't make money for a long time, but I finally started making money on my 11th year. But I've learned as I get around other people that have achieved big success in network marketing is they've got certain philosophies that they kind of live their life and build their business by. It's almost like you've got to have certain philosophies if you want to be successful at driving a car. For example, you can be really good at the skills of driving a car, but if you're not in tune with the signage, like if you don't know that red means stop and green means go, you're going to be a pretty unsafe driver. Well, there are certain philosophies that will help to guide you on your journey. And what I found is the philosophies of people that struggle are very, very different from the philosophies of people that do well. We went through 16 of the philosophies on last week's call, and we're going to go through and I'm going to attempt to complete the other philosophies. Got about 38 of them. And so I want to start with, I'm going to start with number 18. I think we got through number 17. I'm going to start with number 18. The fuel in any business is people. And it doesn't matter what the business is, whether it's traditional or network marketing, you need people in order to feed your pipeline, which represents in our business distributors and customers. So you want to make sure your priority, one of your priorities is to fill your pipeline. You want to have more people in there than you could ever possibly get to. It always baffles me how to talk with somebody who wants to build a successful business and they have 25 people in their contact manager. Even if you're getting started, you'll want to use the memory jogger and really brainstorm and ask yourself, who do you know, and go through all those things and fill your pipeline and then start emailing, texting people, and calling people and asking them for their addresses and really begin to rekindle those relationships. The fuel in your business is the people, and that's in any business. So you want to make sure that that becomes a high priority. Number 19, and anybody who's been successful in network marketing, that's their goal first, is to really increase the number of people in their sphere of influence. Number 19, you need this is a philosophy. Someone who adopts this philosophy is somebody who's on the track to success. The philosophy is the belief that you need a relatively small amount of people to make a fortune. There are enough people for everyone in all companies, and your attitude regarding the lack or abundance will drive your actions and ultimately determine how big you get in the business. If you've got a lack mentality or lack belief, then that will drive your actions away from success. And if you have an abundance philosophy, meaning that you believe that there are more people out there than could ever possibly go around for all people in all companies, that will serve you in your business. And I'll just share with you some of my personal beliefs, and some of them are based on fact. 350 million people in the U.S., 250 million of them have never done network marketing. I don't need to go after the people in the other companies because there's plenty of people out there that have never done network marketing, and their situations have changed in the past few years. 35 million adults turned 35 million people turned adult age in the past 7 years. That's a lot of people. Again, you only need a few. Really, you only need to sponsor 100 or 200 people over the course of your entire career, and have about 4,000 people in your organization to have a significant full-time income in network marketing. So you don't need a lot of people. There are millions of people out there. Think about how many have lost their jobs or are at risk of losing their jobs over the past few years. Real estate, contractors, mortgage people, title companies, that's just one segment of the business population. These are people that are in transition right now, millions of people. B&I, 50% of the people in B&I were not in B&I 7 years ago. I built a fortune on the ones that were no longer involved in B&I, and there's new people in B&I just over the past 7 years. So it's an abundance mentality. It's focusing on the opportunity that's out there, that there are more people that could possibly ever go around. Number 20, this is a philosophy. It's a belief. You may have heard it before. Those who you think will, won't, and those who you think won't, will. Typically, the people that you think are going to build a big business, they don't do much. And the people that you don't think are going to do much at all, they ultimately go out and build a big business. Some examples of this are, I'll just share some of them, some people that I, quite frankly, didn't know. Like, I don't like to judge people and say, well, they're not going to do anything, but quite frankly, Jim Packard, 14, 15,000 people in his organization today, I questioned whether he was going to do anything. No experience in network marketing, didn't seem like he had a drive to do network marketing when I met with him initially. He was trying to recruit me into his greeting card company, not a network marketing company, but a traditional greeting card company. So Todd Falcone, he was focused on being a consultant to network marketing companies. He told me straight out, I can't build a network marketing company right now because I represent lots of companies. Wasn't sure if he was going to do anything. Judy O'Higgins. Judy O'Higgins and Mark Herdering, both of them are very successful executives in Send Out Cards. And neither of them had had huge success in another network marketing before. I knew them from another network marketing company, but they didn't have huge success, and they didn't show evidence, per se, of someone that would go on to build a team of thousands of people, but they have. So the people that you think won't sometimes will, and the people that you think will sometimes won't. Number 21, again, a philosophy. Your job is to get people started and not to manage your team. This took me many, many years to understand. I heard it many times, but I never really got it for years. Your job is to get people started and not to manage your team. Everyone is an independent distributor. You want to let the system do the managing. In other words, let the conference calls, the corporate calls, the Treat 'em Right seminars, the convention, let the system do the managing. Think about it this way. Who gets bank loans? The people that are granted bank loans are those who don't need it. If you need a loan, typically you can't get one. Those that need it typically won't do very well in our business. You want to look for those that are hungry. If someone's needy, they tend to attract other needy people. You want to look for those that don't need your help. It's interesting because the people that really need your help are the ones that typically won't do anything. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Anyone listening on this call, if you're saying to yourself, well, I'm one of those needy people, you can shift that energy by taking responsibility for your business. The people that don't need your help, they're the ones that will build big business. And your job is to get everyone started and then look for the people that don't need your help. Those are the people that ultimately will build big businesses. But your job is to get people started and then plug people in. Everyone has access to the same resources. Now, everybody needs different levels of training, and we provide all kinds of training, and there's all kinds of resources, but it's up to the individual. It's up to you, and it's up to me to take responsibility. It was when I took responsibility for my business, that's when things started to go. 11 years of blaming, 11 years of never sponsoring a single person, 11 years of quitting, that was me, never signing up a single person. Number 22, you create your future. It's not something that happens to you. You know, there was a team up in my last company, there was a team up in Sacramento, and there was a guy up there that got to six figures a month. His name was Al Thomas. I wrote about him in my book. And Al moved to Las Vegas, and for years, 5 years, everyone said Sacramento is saturated. Sacramento's not a big city, but everybody said Sacramento saturated. But there were three guys that had been with the company for a couple of years, and the three guys, Adrian Heimerl, Jeremy Rose, and Sean Herrick, these three guys got together. They were young. They didn't really believe that Sacramento was saturated. In fact, during the 5-6 years, there had been millions of people that had turned 19, and these guys knew that. And they got together, and they created their future. And what the result of that was, over 3 years, they put 40,000 people. They called themselves SacXL. They put 40,000 people into the business, most of them in Sacramento, young people, in a market that everyone else said was saturated for 5 years. It's the energy and life that you infuse into your team that will make the difference. So the question is, are you a source of light for others? Would you follow you? If not, then it's time to shift some things, and they can shift in a moment, a snap. Number 23, more meetings mean more money. You want to fill your calendar. You know, one person is better than no people. 10 people is better than one person. 100 people is better than 10 people, but it all starts with one. When I started with my business, I did many, many one-on-one meetings. Those are meetings. An appointment over the phone, getting somebody in front of their computer is a meeting. You know, many musical artists simply needed to keep performing until someone was willing to listen. Most musical artists play for 10 years or more before any significant audience showed up. If you read Steven Tyler's book, The Story of Aerosmith, he was playing high school and college auditoriums and bars and things like that before an audience even started showing up. He did that for 10 years. And it's crazy when you read his story. If you read Malcolm Gladwell's books, Tipping Point and Blink, most people must commit 10,000 hours to their trade before experiencing success. Now, in network marketing, we have an advantage because we get to borrow the hours of experience from other people, but you still have to pay your dues. More meetings mean more money, and you get good at presenting a simple plan over and over and over again, and you just keep doing that until more and more people show up. And you have disappointments along the way. That's part of it. You know, times where you plan a meeting and nobody shows up, then you plan another meeting and no one shows up, and then one person shows up. And then you reschedule one from before that didn't show up, and you start to really fill your calendar. And then that goes back to making sure that, you know, people are your resource, making sure that you're constantly meeting new people. Number 24, problems should go up and inspiration should go down and across. Problems should go up and inspiration goes down and across. This is a philosophy of a successful network marketer. You never want to express your challenges downline. The quickest way to kill a team is to complain across lines and downline. You never, ever want to do that. When your team goes away, it can be because of a complaining upline. Negativity tends to drive people away. It creates doubt. It plants a seed of doubt. So you must always be positive with your downline and crossline. Complaints, suggestions, and concerns should only go up. That and up means the company or your upline. That's the only place they should go, never down or across. If you want to kill a group or if you want to cause incredible dissension in a group, complain or express your concerns downline and crossline. Number 25. Just like the high school, this is a philosophy, just like the high school, the gym, the scouting program, some people, a few, work to get to the top, just a few. And others, in fact, you know, graduate degrees, there's very few people, in retrospect, in terms of the numbers of people that register for elementary school and then go on to high school, very, very few get a graduate degree, and even fewer get a PhD. Some people go to the top. In the scouting program, a few become Eagle Scouts, but not many. In the gym, some people get in great shape and most people quit. Most people join a gym and they never go. They'll pay monthly for years. In fact, most people that join gyms never ever go. That's not a reflection on how good the gym is. It has nothing to do with the gym. It's the nature of people because a lot of people quit things. You have to focus on those that show up and not on those that don't show up. You'll drive yourself nuts if you get stressed out about those people that don't do anything after signing up. If you owned a gym and you worried about all the people that joined the gym that never came in, you'd go crazy. Everyone, in all network marketing companies, including the successful people, experience this. The difference between you and me is that I have a whole lot more people that quit. Many of those that quit still use send-out cards. Lots of them, most of them still use send-out cards, but they never built the business. Do you know what I found out? Doesn't matter what company you go to. I do conference calls. I don't charge for it. I don't get paid, but I do conference calls with other network marketing companies because a lot of them have Red Beach money, generic calls for them. And they have the same questions about people quitting because people quit. That's just the nature of people. I heard it say, people are people. Number 26. Avoid the four distractors and fill your calendar with appointments to show the business. The distractors are the television, Facebook, the internet, and your family. And it doesn't mean you want to avoid your family. It just means that you want to carve time out for your business when you don't have any family distractions. But your TV, your Facebook, and your internet, they can just suck the life out of your time. You can carve out an extra 3 to 4 hours a day I'm a testament to this myself. You can carve out an extra 3 to 4 hours a day by turning off or throwing away the TV and limit, or at least putting it in the garage, and limiting your Facebook time to about an hour a day. The average person is spending about 3 to 4 hours a day on Facebook. Advertisers spend millions of dollars with the networks because they know that you're watching TV. And, you know, we turn the TV on in the morning, we watch it for an hour or two while we're getting ready. You know, a lot of people go to work, they get home from work, they turn, first thing they do is turn on the TV and watch TV while they're eating dinner. Lots, millions and millions and millions of people watching TV. If you turn off the TV, or at the very least minimize your TV time and your Facebook time and your internet time, and focus on doing the productive activities. Number 27, again, a philosophy. Sponsoring a new distributor. In fact, if you had in a room 100 people that had $100,000 a month income or more, they will all tell you the same thing. Sponsoring a new distributor and, in our case, sending a card. But sponsoring a new distributor usually makes your problems a little less scary. In our case, sponsoring a new distributor and sending a card will make your problems a little less scary. Whatever problems you experience will seem less important when you sponsor someone new, help someone new get started in their business, and send a card to someone in need. If you have some kind of problem, you want to focus on advancing your business by sending out a card, getting a customer, and sponsoring a distributor. You'll feel like things are going to be okay if you'll focus on that. When I'm having a rough day, I send a card or two or three. I do that anyway. And as soon as I sponsor a distributor, you know what? Makes the day go a whole lot better. Number 28. By the way, I personally sponsored a distributor today, a lady that I met with at Le Grand Orange a couple of days ago. It was probably 2 to 3 days ago. I met with her, and we scheduled a call on Sunday to answer her question. She was going to go home and watch the videos after I went through everything with her, had her send a card to her 12-year-old son, and she signed up today as a BTCT. How about that? As a MDCT, rather. Marketing Distributor and Certified Trainer. And she didn't have time to train today, so we have a call set up on Sunday to train her and help her get her cue. Number 28, apply the 8-year-old test. If an 8-year-old can't do it or teach it now, then don't do it. It may be good for you. In other words, it might be good to help you bring in people, but if an 8-year-old can't do it, it's probably too complex for someone who's in a busy, busy, hustle-bustle lifestyle. It's usually not duplicatable if an 8-year-old can't do it. Number 29, just because it sounds like a good idea doesn't mean it is a good idea. You want to focus on the opportunity that have the potential to duplicate. Fundraisers and big corporate accounts typically don't duplicate. Fundraisers and corporate accounts look really good on paper, but they involve multiple decision makers, lots and lots of time, and when it's all said and done, they don't duplicate and they produce very little. And that's in all network marketing companies. So you don't want to focus on those. If one falls in your lap, just don't spend a lot of time on it, but don't go out after those. Everyone says, but my situation is different, and they always look good on paper. The big earners come from finding those that do a little and finding others that do a little. Finding those that do a little and then finding others that do a little. That's where the big money is. The big money's in the small money. Number 30, put yourself in situations that make it easy to meet people. In other words, don't fish for salmon in the trout stream. If you're looking for business builders, put yourself in a situation where business people hang out. Success breeds success. Number 31, in fact, if you were to sit down with Jeff Roberti, the number one earner in Juice Plus, he would tell you these same things that I'm going over with you right now. Number 31, everyone can be got by someone. I found that when the right person asks the right person at the right time, they'll be interested. There are people that will have no interest at all in network marketing, they'll have no interest in our business, and then when the right person asks them at the right time, they'll be interested. But until then, they may not even want to take a look. So there's a saying that we have is everyone can be got by someone. If you were to talk to Donna Johnson, the number one earner with Arbonne, she would tell you the same thing. Sarah Robbins, six-figure earner, Rodan and Field, she'd tell you the same thing. Number 32, it's physically impossible to saturate an area. This is a philosophy. Go back to the numbers we talked about earlier. Number 33, you can borrow the influence and the skills that you lack, and this is one of the true gifts of having a network marketing business. If you're not good at network marketing, or if you're not good at something, you want to find somebody that is good at it and ask them to take a look at it. Philip Eckhart is a good friend of mine, and he's a six-figure monthly earner in a company called I don't want to say the company because I'm not exactly sure. He's with one of the electric power companies, but he's a good friend of mine, and he made millions of dollars with another company without ever speaking in front of a group. He would sit in the back of the room in the back corner chair, and he'd find others that want, from his team that wanted to speak, and he'd ask them if they would do it, and he'd just sit in the back of the room. You get to borrow the influence and the skills that you lack. It's phenomenal. Number 34, for every person that's stuck because of a challenge, there's a handful of people that have gone to the top that experienced the exact same challenge. If you go to my Facebook wall and watch Kyle Maynard's video, or just find him on YouTube, Kyle Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D. Watch Kyle as he climbs to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro with no arms and no legs. Seriously. For every person that's stuck because of a challenge, there's a handful of people that have gone to the top that experienced the exact same challenge in network marketing. Number 35, challenges become your excuses or your reasons, the same challenges. People decide first and then they give the reasons. Either you'll do it or you won't do it. It's not your reasons that'll determine whether it's doable. Challenges are just your test to determine whether you're worthy of a bigger check. Number 36. Again, that's a philosophy, by the way. It's not true. It's just a philosophy. You adopt that belief and it will serve you. Number 36. When you become stuck or stopped, it simply means that there's something for you to learn. When you become stuck or stopped, it just means there's something for you to learn. Number 37. Your dreams are the number one driver of your personal motivation. Motivation is what keeps you going long enough to succeed. You want to spend at least an hour a week on your dreams. You want to meet people that can help you get your dreams. Don't wait until you have the money to shop for what you want. Start now, and you'll train your subconscious to attract it. For example, long before I could afford to lease private jets, I looked for an opportunity to be around private jets, even though I wasn't allowed on them. And then once I was allowed on them, I got on them and sat in the seat. And then eventually I was invited to fly on one, and today I actually once in a while lease them. Now, I'm not in a position to own a private jet, but I'm feeding my subconscious with that positive motivation by feeding my dreams. Your dreams are the number one driver of your personal motivation. And number 38, our final philosophy for the night, is you want to adopt the philosophy that today is the big day. Something will happen to you today that will lead you to your big success. You don't know who it is. You don't know who you'll meet today that will lead you to an explosive organization. But just adopt the philosophy that today is the big day. Today is the most important day of your life. And that will help you to attract all the right people into your business. With that, I am going to open tonight's call and give you guys a chance to say goodnight. So on the count of three, go ahead and shout out your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and three.
Thanks for calling.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah.